WMNF Cambridge.
Those phone lines running. Keep those phone lines lit up.
Frontier,
and we need you to call us. We're in the middle of our fun drive. This is WMNF Tampa.
Do you have questions, or could you just read the material that I handed you? Do you have questions for me?
Yeah.
Number to call is 813-239-9663. Coming up next is the Sunday Forum. We need your support. We need your support to raise funds for the fund drive, so get those phone lines lit up. 813-239-9663. We got a lot of things to talk about today, too, so keep it tuned right here. We'll be right back.
This is Walter L. Smith II and the members of the Fourth Estate from WMNF's Sunday Forum. Join us as we present the film, What is Democracy? What is Democracy is coming at a time of profound political and social crisis. What is Democracy raises critical questions and challenges our establishment and notions of democracy and freedom. The film highlights some of the greatest political thinkers of our time, including Angela Davis and Cornel West. So join us on Thursday, October 24th at 7 p.m. at WMNF Studios at 1210 East Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Get your tickets now for $7. Space is limited. For more information, call 813-238-8001 or go to WMNF.org. This is Walter L. Smith II, and we look forward to seeing you at What is Democracy?
WMNF 88.5 FM, Tampa.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday Forum. This is your host, the voice of the Tampa Bay area, Walter L. Smith II, along with the members of the Fourth Estate, right here on your radio station, WMNF 88.5 Tampa. We are excited today because we know that we are going to get your support. We have community support. I know it's out there. Folks, please make your pledge today. Please, 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 ma'am, please, sir, make your pledge today to the Sunday Forum. Please help us, y'all. Help us out. What's up, Abili?
What's up? What's up? The fun drive is up.
Fun drive, baby. Fun drive.
We need that circle of friends.
Yes, yes. And we have a circle of friends that will be coming in today, and we have some that are here right now. Hey, Ellen.
Good morning, Walter. How you doing?
I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm feeling good. I'm excited about the show and ready to go.
All right. All right. Let me tell you, folks, for you, those of you who don't know, I think everybody knows Ellen. Everybody in Tampa has to know, in Tampa area, has to know Ellen Gottlieb. If you don't know her, man, you have not been out there in these political streets. She is one of the foremost organizers, if not the foremost organizer.
Oh, Walter.
Come on. out there right now. You know, if you haven't voted, you might get beat up.
That's right.
If Ellen walks up on you.
I'm hardcore. You got to vote.
She's out there, man. She's out there. She's out there for us all. Just as the Sunday Forum's out there for everybody out there. Listen, call in 813-238-8001. 813-238-8001. Make your pledges now, folks. We need your support. Ellen, what you got? What's going on? Tell us what's happening.
Well, you know that when you vote, your vote counts, and you get representation in Washington and Congress, and they decide what we get here in Hillsborough County as far as funding for schools and roads and emergency preparedness, you name it, okay? And the number of representatives, the number of votes we get is dependent on the 2020 census that's coming up in 2020. And we need census takers. They're hiring 1,000 people for Hillsborough County. Yep.
We need those jobs.
Well, and these are good paying jobs. They start at $18.50 an hour.
Wow.
To $25 an hour, full, part-time, flexible hours, and it's so easy to apply.
What are the requirements?
Well, you have to be 18 years old, mm-hmm. right? You have to be a citizen of the United States. You can speak English or Spanish. Or in other languages, too.
Right.
You don't have to work full-time. You can do part-time. You can do full-time weekends during the week. And all you have to do is go to 2020census.gov/jobs.
2020census.gov/jobs. Jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We are really, really glad to have you guys here. And come on. Come on.
She can't.
Mm-mm. No? Oh, yeah. No, she can't. You're right. Okay, we're going to leave that alone. So, hey, no, but listen, tell us some of the things that we're facing right now. Because, you know, this, with regard to the census, mm-hmm. You know, we have all these issues with immigration right now, mm-hmm. you know. Mabili, we have the What is Democracy?
that we are presenting on the 24th of this month, and that is going to be big because we are going to have some serious discussions about a myriad of things regarding what we're seeing in terms of the erosion, if you will, of democracy in this country.
And it's important. The census counts every person. Okay, they don't have to be a U.S. citizen. Mm-hmm. We need to know who's living here so that we can have funding and allocation to provide for those people and know who lives here.
Right.
So it's very important to have that census be accurate and everyone be included.
You are tuned to the Sunday Forum here on 88.5, and we are raising money. We are in the middle of our fun drive, so we need you to show your support for the Sunday Forum, that Sunday morning public affairs. And we're talking about the census right now, but we need you to show your vote for the Sunday Forum. 813-239-9663 is the number to call in order to do that. And we need you to show your support right now as we continue this conversation.
This conversation is big. This conversation is big because as we talk about this whole thing, it plays right into what we're providing for everybody in the community right now. On the 24th of this month, right here at WMNF Studios, we are going to be doing a screening for What is Democracy? That is a really big deal. A lot of people we're expecting to come and show up for that whole thing. And we have, as a matter of fact, we have standing here right now the legendary Rob Lowry. What's going on, Rob?
Walter, how are you?
I'm all right. I'm
good
all
to
right.
see you.
I'm
so
all right.
We are fundraising here. This is one of 3 days a year that we do fundraising on WMNF, 3 weeks a year, rather.
Yes.
And this is one of 3 days that we ask the Sunday Forum listeners, the fans of the program, to call us up at 813-238-8001. This is a non-commercial radio station that has done thousands and thousands of interviews with local activists, local political leaders, local politicians. We Sunday Forum is the heart of the Sunday programming on WMNF. So we hope that you'll call us up and keep this great program on the air by making a contribution. And you can go to that film, What is Democracy, for just a $30 contribution. It'll be here at the station on Thursday, October 24th. And make your contribution now. And Walter, we need our, I think we need our second caller now. I see one line lit up.
Yeah.
We need our second caller at 813-238-8001. But if you love listening to Walter and Mabili and Alvaro, please call us up and keep this radio station on the air because this is the way we power the radio station. This
Absolutely.
Is the way we pay for the computers, the electricity. We pay for the building that we're in. Please call us up and make sure that this show reaches its goal, which is $2,300 today. That means that we need to hear from about 25 or 26 people. 813-238-8001.
That's right. That's right. It's very, very important, folks, that we hear from you today. Today. You know, throughout the week, I'm sure there were people that called in and gave us the support throughout the week. I know that last week we had a $100 contribution from one of our guests while on air, Kimberly Jackson.
Oh, Walter, you know I'm going to.
I know,
Ellen.
I know what's up. Ellen, and we know we're going to get something from Ellen now. We know we're going to get something from Ellen. But listen, we have had some shows that nobody wanted to touch on. We've had some shows that nobody wanted to touch on, but it was for the purpose of making sure, certain that that the public is aware.
Right.
There's so many dimensions to certain issues and topics out there. Hey, give you a perfect example. What did we do 2 weeks ago? Right.
Oh, you talked about the LGBTQ issue.
Yes, yes, yes. We did. There are so many issues within the community that we had no idea about. Right. And we're going to have more discussions about this because we want to make sure that that people are getting the right information, that people are getting accurate information, and that they are taking away from it what they need in order to make informed decisions about where they stand on these issues that are presented to them from this show. And got a lot of good. We got some good information from people who some got upset with me, but others understood that this is something that we have to talk about, right?
Right.
Because if we don't have the guests on the show to talk about it, If we don't invite, and we invite guests to come onto the show to talk about these issues, to get them straight so it's clear out there in this community. We talk about, we want to talk about the tough issues that no one wants to talk about, those hard issues we talked about, right? And we talk about, we talk race constantly. Constantly, that's an issue. There's one of the prevailing issues in this country is the racial issue, the racial divide. When we talk about the issue of immigration, that's another issue we covered
this
show.
It's huge.
Yeah, it is huge. We talked about the issue of the TSP, which is the protections that are given to Haitians.
Temporary
protections that were given to them during the time of the disaster that took place on in their homeland in Haiti. And so now, and just after 45, he shall remain nameless on this show, but after 45's total debacle of this, the whole issue, you know, how unresearched, saying that these people need to go back to Haiti and to a country that is not prepared to be able to take them back in, right, after such a disaster.
And they need to be counted. That's the thing. A lot
Absolutely.
Of times they're scared. People who aren't citizens
yes.
are scared. They're scared that immigration is going to come after them if they're counted in the census, and they're protected. So they don't have to worry if they're counted in the census, if a census taker comes to their door, that ICE is right behind them. That is not going to happen.
Absolutely.
And we need them to know that, because all our funding and our representation in Washington is based on them being counted, everyone being counted,
but
citizen
know,
or
Ellen,
not.
You know what, yeah. Ellen, what, and Rob, you know what's interesting about that issue, what you just said?
Mm-hmm.
We can't, on this show and everywhere else, even with you saying that, you're not entirely certain that that's going to be the case. You know what I mean? I mean, nobody is. Things have happened that we've seen happen so bad. It's almost Gestapo tactical. Like, you know what I mean? Like, okay, so you go and knock on somebody's door, somebody's watching around the corner. And that's what they're afraid of. You know, that's what people are afraid of. But we talk about that on this show. We
right.
talk about this on this show, but don't be folks out there. This is the census. We got to get, you got to stand up. You got to be counted. Got to be counted.
Right.
We need to know that you're out there.
Right.
We need to know that you are participating in this country's growth and development in a positive way.
Right.
So you know, we're glad to have you here. We're so glad to have you here.
So you're looking for people that have a connection to the community, too.
I mean, right. Yeah. The best people to work the census are people who live here in the community. So we want people that speak Spanish, that are bilingual, that speak English, that speak French, you know, so they can communicate with people from Haiti. But people who know this area. And so that they can really identify with the people that live here.
And you've got jobs open right now?
Yes, we do. We have jobs. We're setting up the office is going to be opening soon in Tampa, in Northdale, Carrollwood area. And so we need people that are recruiters. We need also organizations to help out, to be a recruiting location, to give us space. So within their buildings or locations, churches, things like that, so that we can do the interviews and do recruiting. Yeah.
So the hiring is beginning right about now. So how can people find out more about getting a job with the U.S. Census Bureau?
It's so easy and so fast. I was a little intimidated myself. you know, I'm like, oh, Lord, what are they going to ask? My blood type and, you know, everything. And I don't know what they're going to ask
Stop it.
No, I was worried. And so I went online to 2020 Census. That's 2020census.gov. And then just /jobs. And it didn't even take 10 minutes. It was so quick. It asks about your experience and your skills. And it's very, very quick.
So if somebody, let's say, is looking for a part-time job or maybe looking for a full-time job, do you have both full-time and part-time jobs?
Yes, and flexible hours. Say you work 9 to 5, but you want to pick up a little extra money this year and, you know, pay off those bills from Christmas credit card thing. It starts at $18.50 an hour to $25 an hour, and you can come in the evenings, mornings, afternoon. If you want to just work part-time on the weekends, that's fine too. And there are full-time positions available, and it's an equal opportunity employer. Okay, so we don't discriminate, they don't discriminate based on disability, age, gender, race, national origin, ethnicity. So welcome to everybody.
Well, that is pretty good pay, I would say. Are there benefits for full-time people? No benefits.
There aren't benefits because it isn't a permanent position,
okay.
But it does give you a foot in the door to other government jobs. So if you're thinking about maybe you want to work for the federal government, which does have great benefits and retirement and everything and good pay, this gives you a foot in the door because you are an employee of the federal government.
So people should go to census.gov/jobs.
2020 census.gov/jobs.
All right. Well, that sounds really fantastic.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Walter, we've got three great people who have already made contributions.
That's what I'm
talking about. Remember, we need to hear from about 26 people. Teresa Gianquinto from Sarasota. Mama T, thank you very much for that nice contribution, $60.
Hey.
And Suzanne House, an $88.50 donation.
There we go.
Taking an MNF t-shirt. And she says, thanks to Claire and the guys on the last show for a great show. And they want you to come to the Tampa Bay Vegetarian Fest November 9th. So, Suzanne, thanks for your nice contribution. And that'll be in downtown Tampa. And also, thanks to Anonymous, who walked in with a $50 contribution. Thank you, Anonymous.
Yes.
You are powering the Sunday Forum.
Please
call us at 813-238-8001.
813-238-8001. Call in. Call in, 813-238-8001, call in. And we have another pledge, and she's already said it, Miss Ellen Gottlieb.
Yeah, I think the Circle of Friends is $10 a month. I guess that's $120
so.
Bucks.
Yeah,
there we go.
There we go. Hey, where's the clap? We got the clap.
Nope. Yes,
I can swing that.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
It's going to cut into my Krispy Kreme donut budget, if that's okay.
It's all good. We are, what makes up for that is what's in the kitchen right now. We have all these great supporters out there that have come in and made their donations and sponsored us with food. Do we have a list of the food yet? We don't have a list yet. Well, I think we're going to get the list after a while.
We're going to get it.
And we're going to give them some real thanks. We appreciate all of you, all those businesses out there who have done that. Last time we did it, it was at Tijuana Flats. Thank you very much, Rick. We appreciate everything that you've done at Tijuana Flats. We have also in studio with us Jeanette Bradley, who's just coming. Hey, Jeanette.
Hey, Walter.
How are you doing? You all right?
Let's turn it off. Hey, Walter, how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Thanks for inviting me.
I'm glad to have you here. Very glad to have you. You know why? Because I love jazz. I love you, Jeanette, but I love jazz too. And jazz on the lawn at Edison is coming up.
Oh, 6 days.
Wow.
We have 6 days left.
Come on, y'all. Come on.
Saturday, October 12th from 10 to 5, 7 hours of great jazz from local jazz artists.
Yes. We really, really appreciate the work that you've done and that you continue to do out there, Jeanette. We've been watching you. I've personally taken part in some of the things that you've done, and I continue to support what you're doing out there. This is tremendous. When people are actually doing boots on the ground work in the community, Rob, you can't beat that. You know?
Yeah, that's really important, and that's absolutely why the show exists too, to open up the airwaves to people who are doing the grassroots work.
Absolutely.
Thanks to Alex Beatty from Lakeland, just made a $25 contribution in support of Sunday Forum, and
thanks to
Earl in Riverview, just made a $35 donation in support of Sunday Forum. You can go online and make your contribution there at WMNF.org, and you can also call us up and talk to our great phone answerers at 813-238-8001. But the names that we're reading right now, these are the people responsible for the next 4 months of shows here on the Sunday Forum. These are the great people that are keeping this show on the air. We can't thank you enough, because I know the times are hard, and not everybody has a lot of income, but these donations of $35, $25 are just fantastic. 813-238-8001.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, everybody out there. Hey, listen. Okay, so we have Jazz on the Lawn coming, right?
Yes, we do.
All right. Ellen, you think you ought to go to that? That'd be cool.
I might just go there and bring a bunch of little flyers in English and Spanish.
That would be cool.
And hand it out to everybody so we can recruit some census workers.
I think that's a great idea.
That would be very cool.
Well, we're expecting around, I would say around 1,000 people to show up on Edison's school grounds. It is an elementary school. So parking will be at a premium, but we have a partnership also with Middleton High School, and we'll be using their parking lot with shuttle service. So there should be plenty of people that can take advantage of that.
We'll be talking to them.
I know, right?
I know.
Hey, listen, we're going to, as the show progresses, we're going to play a couple of things out there. Of jazz pieces out there that we personally like here on this show, you know. I think Mabili has some. You got some good stuff?
I've always got something going on over here. Joe Sample, a little bit of that.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And we actually have somebody, a couple people actually who've actually worked with Joe Sample before.
Oh wow!
Yeah, that are going to be there at the event. I read
That's
on
pretty
that.
Awesome.
Yeah, that is really cool. We had who's the guy with the violin?
Oh, that's David Bathin.
Listen, that guy's really good.
Last year we had Omari Dillard, but he was not available this year. And immediately somebody said, David Bathin, we listened and we could not get over. He's so impressive.
Man, listen, I liked his videos.
Nice.
And the work that he did with some of the most recent stuff that he jazzed up with improvisation.
Yeah.
I really, really enjoyed it.
Yes.
We're going to play one of them right now, real quick. This piece right here, you know, and my wife knows this about me. I love Cardi B. Right? I love Cardi B. It's down, and she loves Cardi B too. You know you love her, honey. So what we're going to do is I'm going to play this piece that he did with Cardi B's song, Be Careful. Okay, and this is Be Careful by Cardi B and my man David Bathin, and listen to his violin. He is really, really good. So check it out.
All right.
And call us at 813-239-9663 to show your support for the Sunday Forum.
Okay, and this is Be Careful by Cardi B and my man David Bathin, and listen to his violin.